And good morning. Welcome to the second hour of music for your Monday morning here on Spokane Public Radio. We have a very special time in front of us here. As you know, there's been a real drought of music coming from our performance studio, and it's been a sad set of circumstances for these many months. But we are slowly beginning to turn that around, exercising all due cautions, of course. And today is one of those wonderful times when we have someone in the studio, and not just anyone, a very frequent visitor to Spokane Public Radio. Her name, Yvette Kraft, violinist who is, we've followed her as she has grown, and it's been a remarkable journey. And we'll chat with her a little bit about that journey also when we're done. And Yvette is at the point in her life and playing career where the big stuff is something that she must pay attention to. And it doesn't hardly get a lot bigger for solo violin than the Bach Chaconne, that final and just incredible movement from the second violin partita. So, without further ado, I present to you from our Spokane Public Radio studios, violinist Yvette Kraft.
Thank you.
Chaconne from the Partita No. 2 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Music played in our studio by Yvette Kraft. Such an amazing piece of music. And we're going to ask Yvette to join us for a couple minutes here to fill us in on just what's going on with her and her life and also her relationship with this piece, which is, again, one of the true Everests of the violin repertory. So Yvette's in the studio, and good morning, Yvette.
Good morning to you.
And really great to have you back. And
thanks for having me,
For us here. And for those who are not in the know absolutely, just to fill in a couple of blanks, so of course, Yvette, very much a rising star from these parts around here, a Spokane violinist who now is playing her stuff out in the west side in Seattle, studying out there. And what's up for you this coming fall, so far at least?
Well, I'm going to be a senior this year, so I'm doing all online classes. I'm still studying with Simon. I'm actually in a chamber group now, which is great because being able to play with other people, and especially during all this time, it was great to find some people to play chamber with.
That does just teach you so much when the small ensemble. So good for you for finding that. And let's talk a little bit about this piece.
All right.
When did you first pick it up?
About mid-July.
All right.
It's been pretty recent.
Wow. It's been, of course, there are fewer distractions these days, aren't there?
It's true, yeah.
Well, before that, how well did you know of the piece before you started working on it?
I was pretty intimidated by it because I'd always heard the Chaconne. I had heard it a couple of times before I started working on it, but I wasn't actually that familiar with the piece. I'd played most of the other movements of the D minor partita, but the Chaconne always seemed so unapproachable. But my teacher was like, oh, you should do the Chaconne. And I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to put everything into it and hope it goes well.
It's turned out wonderfully for you. And, of course, it's one of those pieces that you started it now at age 17, and you will come back to it again and again and again and again, and it'll be a life companion for you along the way.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things, of course, about Bach, that every time you come back to a piece, it reveals something else that you didn't see the first time around. So,
definitely.
I mean, good for you. So how daunting a challenge did it turn out to be? It's not an easy piece by any stretch.
Yeah. I think I memorized it quicker than I thought I would. Just because for me, Bach makes so much sense.
Mm.
So it's not that hard for your fingers to get it, but for the artistic development, I'm still working on it. I mean, it's quite in an early stage, but that's been what I've put a lot of work into, just trying to characterize each variation. Because this is a Chaconne, so repeating bass line with 64 variations. This particular one has 64. And I've been working on really trying to plan out the full scale of the piece artistically and find where it moves.
Let's talk about that for just a second. Yeah, precisely. Beginning, though, on the technical level, what are the parts that you find the most challenging?
So the beginning, I think, is mostly because it's number one, the beginning, and number two, it has these chords that if they're not really in tune, you want them to sound so in tune because you want that to be the first person for the first thing people hear.
Absolutely.
And also it establishes the character, I think, for the whole rest of the piece. It establishes the theme, so you have to be able to. It's almost like a topic sentence. Like you have to preview the things to come, all of it in that first variation. So I'd say the first variation's quite hard, and then of course it's chords, and you want them to be pure. I think another tricky part technically would be
Well, we don't have to dwell on that. I mean, you set out that, and I love your topic sentence image, that really works because he's stating what it's all about there in that in just the first minute or so. Are there parts of it that you find to be especially emotionally effective for you?
Oh, definitely. So in the middle, there's this whole part that's in D major, and it ends, and there's this just brief little pause, and then you come in with a chord that's totally not D major at all, and it almost sounds confused to me, like just mildly, like, what's going on? As if the entire middle major section is like a vision of heaven, and then the vision ends, and the person's looking around them like, oh, I'm back on Earth.
You're back on Earth again. Well, of course, one of the theories, at least, about the piece is that because he could have ended it before the chaconne. The chaconne is like essentially an add-on to the piece and a very long add-on. But one of the theories is that he got back from a trip to the news that his wife had died, his first wife had died. And this is a kind of a working out of that. Talk about bad communications back in those days. But you know, to find out something like that just as you are walking in the door. And I think you can certainly see it that way. There's a lot of just raw emotion going on in the piece.
Definitely.
But no, very nice job on that. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And again, I'm sure that you will listen back to first performances of it in a few years and go, oh, really? And just
definitely,
and be moving ahead. And that's just the way it works. But just a really, really fine job there. So your fall is pretty much spoken for and taken care of in terms of your online learning and...
Pretty much. Just still figuring out some things. But yeah, that's the way it'll be.
Well, I hope that you keep in touch with us. And also, when next time you've got a killer piece to reveal to the world, then please do come by and do that.
All right. I will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yvette Kraft playing for us in studio and talking with us a bit here on Music for a Monday Morning on the stations of Spokane Public Radio.